106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray, I'm Mountain Insider Tanya Faubert. I had a story earlier this week. It's somewhat relevant because of the smoky air quality we've had this week. There's a company out of Edmonton called Vitality Air that apparently sells air in a can. And what they've apparently done is bottled some air within Banff National Park and have been selling it online and making pretty good business too. $15 a pop for Banff Air, $19 a pop for Lake Louise Air. I don't know what the price difference is due to.
I think it's pretty dumb. First of all, I thought it was a joke. Secondly, who's selling this? I could take an empty bottle across the East Gates and then put a cap on it. Can I sell it for $15?
If I know this was profitable, I would have done this years ago.
And there comes down to a thing. Like we saw a while ago, a gentleman fined over $2,000 for trying to take antlers out of the park.
Yeah, that argument was raised on our Facebook page. Marin was asking, it's a national park resource. Our air, does it apply to air?
I'd look to Parks Canada to step in and do something about this, because do they have a business license to be doing this? Are they allowed to even operate in the national park? And if so, what is their actual operation? And then you cannot be selling Banff National Park air, even though it's completely intangible. It's a gas. It's not even a thing that you can take out.
But like, is it
every time we drive out of the park, we're going to get charged for having Banff air in our lungs or in our car. Like, it's just, who buys this stuff?
Apparently, people in some of the most polluted parts of the world from other countries. I mean, Banff is Banff. It's our home. But in places like Southeast Asia, Banff is like an exotic destination, you know?
But how do you even consume it?
Apparently, they've got some sort of inhaler. It's got 150 inhales per bottle of this Banff air.
No, it's called oxygen. You can get it elsewhere. And you know what? I have some magic beans too. If you're looking to buy some stuff from Banff, I got it, you know, right from the waterfall, under the waterfall, given to me by a leprechaun. They're magic, I promise.
Are you allowed to remove the magic beans from the national park?
The leprechaun told me I could, and he was wearing a Parks Canada logo.